This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and we're joined again today with Arnold San Miguel. Today, we are discussing virtual assistants, and we go over 12 fantastic roles for virtual assistants, things that you can take off your plate to really optimize the productivity of your workday and your company. So I hope you enjoy. This is episode 22. If you want any of the show notes, go to our website, outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode22. Okay, welcome back, everyone. Today we are going to be talking about VA tasks, so virtual assistant tasks, and we're going to run over the 12 best tasks that we reckon you can get a virtual assistant to work on with you. I'm joined today again by Arnold San Miguel. Hi, Arnold.
Hey there, Eric.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good.
Great. Great. So we've got 12 VA tasks. We're going to zoom through them, but also give you some examples of how they can best be utilized. So I'm going to start. And the first one is social media handling. Social media, everyone talks about it being free, but really it takes a lot of time. So this is one of the best tasks you can get a virtual assistant to help you with. That is handling basic posts, keeping an eye on forums, moderating forums, and also preparing posts. So whether it's visual assets and copy and things like that. So that's a really great one that everyone should be outsourcing. What have you got, Arnold?
Yeah, the next one is research or data mining. For this one, it actually pertains to what other new trends are out there that you can take advantage of. So passing this task on to your virtual admin to take, let's say, an hour or two to research some new stuff that could definitely help improve your business is definitely worth taking on.
Yeah, that's incredibly valuable. And as well, I would offer the advice that it's up to someone such as yourself or the business owner or someone more senior to actually design the process for pulling the data and checking the process. But then once you've refined that and you've validated exactly what you want to pull, then it's absolutely a task that you can get a virtual assistant to do so that you can really leverage and maximize their output for very little money. Cool. So the next one is sort of quite common, I suppose. It's customer service. And I think maybe Tim Ferriss popularized this in his 4-hour work week, where he got his virtual assistant to do a lot of his customer service. And outsourcing is a great application for that because they can be there when you aren't and also handle a lot of the day-to-day aspects. And what's next, Arnold?
Yeah, next one is presentation creation. Now, this does not only pertain to PowerPoint presentation. Nowadays, there are applications out there that are very user-friendly that your virtual admin can master in a day or two, which lets you create other forms of presentations, such as videos or photo collages.
Yeah, there's so many different mediums now, huh? And especially with all of the social media kind of having different videos and different ways of presenting information can take a lot of time. So, very valuable to do. The next one I'd like to add, this one's a little bit more pedestrian maybe, but administrative tasks. Okay, so there's a saying out there, which is if you don't have an assistant or a virtual assistant, then you are one. Okay, you can spend a huge amount of time doing fairly rudimentary tasks, and these are by far the best things that you can get cheap assistants to help you with. So that's all of your administrative tasks from, setting appointments, maybe even buying flights, accommodation, and keeping in touch with people.
The next one is web design and maintenance. Now, not everyone knows how to set up a website, but definitely your VA can help you in terms of maintaining the website information accuracy, or if there are certain images or descriptions that changes from time to time within your website, then definitely your VA can help you on this one.
Yeah, definitely. And WordPress and the back end of websites now are becoming pretty user-friendly. I do want to caution people that virtual assistants aren't the most amazing generalists. So, you know, it would be lucky if they could do all of these, but with a little bit of training, you know, and whatever needs a lot of repetition, then very easily they could get skilled up and educated enough to do, you know, all of these tasks and become very, very valuable. The next one then is proofreading, editing, and ghostwriting. Now, content is a kind of a massive new sector, and people are just pushing out huge amounts of content because it's all a kind of race to please Google, I think. But yeah, definitely VA is great for that. And if they're not doing it themselves, then they could actually coordinate, you know, content production so that you're not having to directly oversee everything.
Yeah, next one is scheduling. Now, if you're a very busy person on a day-to-day basis, then definitely having someone to sort out your schedule, remind you what needs to be done by the end of the day or where you need to be at certain times is definitely beneficial.
Yeah, perfect. And who isn't busy in today's world? So the next one is transcription. This can be applied, funnily enough, to podcasts, the world of podcasting. We get our podcasts transcribed, but there's also, you know, medical transcription. There's a lot of kind of highly technical transcriptions out there. So virtual assistants are, again, fantastic for transcription services.
Next one is inbox management. So ideally, you know, normal or small companies have different email addresses such as info@, sales@, or admin@. So having your VA, you know, filter out what's important versus what's non-critical lets you focus on, you know, what you need to do for the entire day. So definitely a big help for any business owner.
Yeah, perfect. And, you know, I hear of some processes that people have where they just get one email at the end of the week from their VA, and they've basically had all of the relevant and important emails for them summarized in that email. So there's a lot of different ways of approaching that one, and very valuable to keep you out of the inbox dilemma. So, and then the next one, this is number 11, is travel and tours research. I don't know about you. Some people like it, but I don't like booking flights and doing the research into new locations and new countries, and it can be a massive time suck. And also, you know, if you shop around for flights, you can actually save a lot of money, which could actually easily pay for the cost of a VA if you're doing a little bit of traveling.
Yeah, and the last one is event planning. Normally, companies have their own team building events or, you know, Halloween trick or treats. So definitely your VA can help you on this one in terms of setting up, finding the best venue, the cheap or most cost-effective venue, at the same time coming up with ideas to make the event more enjoyable for everyone. So definitely something you should consider.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And again, you know, like booking flights, if you're putting VAs in a position where they can shop around and spend time to shop around, then they can actually save a phenomenal amount of money. And that's really valuable research then, and can easily pay for the cost of themselves. And so that's our 12. Some incredible things there. And again, to reiterate, you know, if you don't have a virtual assistant, then you're probably doing a lot of tasks of a virtual assistant. You're probably doing a lot of tasks of an assistant and of an assisting nature, which, you know, that's not where the true value add for your business is. So we really encourage it. And of course, outsourcing your virtual assistant, your assistant is an obvious choice for that. So Arnold, should we run through the list? Do you want to do the six, the first six, and I'll recap the last six?
Sure. Yeah. So the first six are social media handling. Next one is research or data mining. The third one is customer service. fourth one, presentation creation. The fifth one is administrative tasks. The sixth one is web design or maintenance.
Fantastic. And then number seven is proofreading, editing, and ghostwriting. Number eight is scheduling. Nine is transcription services. 10 is the inbox management, which is just fantastic to deal with. 11, what am I up to? 11, travel and tours research. And number 12 is event planning. So there you have it. Do you have anything else to add, Arnold?
That's it. Definitely consider hiring a VA.
Yes, do it. And that's all from us. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that and got some good insight into virtual assistants and tasks that they can do. This is episode 22, and if you want any of the show notes or any more information, go to our website, which is outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode22. See you next time.